Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Triple Tower. Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah. Hey, what you just heard is a band called Armitage. They've been on the show before. They're going to be performing their next Thursday, the 12th, at the House of Blues. It's a 17 and over show. It begins at 7:30. They're also launching a Kickstarter campaign to produce their new record. And we have links on our Facebook page for all that stuff, facebook.com/NickDShow. So let us begin by introducing everybody. We'll start over here and go all the way down. Start with you.
Yeah, I'm Daniel McConaughey. I sing and write for the band.
All right, Daniel, next.
Chris Kazmarek, I play bass.
Okay, cool. And?
I'm Reggie Drake, I play guitar.
All right, cool. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Great. Good. Good to have you back.
Yeah.
You were telling me off the air it's been like 2 years?
Almost.
Yeah.
God. You know, I mention you guys a lot when I have bands in. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jim sent us a little thing.
Yeah. You know, you guys are always like, whenever I ask the name of how somebody got the name of their band, I always go back to your story because it's one of my favorites. And tell everybody how you got the name, because I go back to it all the time, but tell everybody how you came up with the name Armitage.
You want to tell it?
Yeah. Ultimately, I think it was out of necessity.
Right.
That was the
right.
issue. Really, it was we were getting on stage like very soon, and it just,
you can't say that word. Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry about it. He got it. Dan
right,
caught
good.
It. Don't worry about
my
it.
Bad,
we
bad.
Got a 7-second delay, but don't test it.
I won't.
Yeah.
I promise.
All right, that's
okay,
cool,
that's
man.
Good, that's good.
All right,
no,
he's
but,
been on the air for a minute and a half, and he said the S word. Everybody.
Yeah.
That's great.
Woo!
It's okay, dude.
Crap.
Don't worry about
yeah, it.
It
was
anyway.
You can say crap. That's fine.
Cool.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, that's good. Filter achieved. Filter achieved. Anyway, so yeah, getting on stage in front of a bunch of people like really soon, and we were just kind of suffering through the dilemma of everybody having different ideas and everybody also having different taste.
Yeah.
Which is just...
That's a problem.
The story, of being in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like... Because we were running against time a little bit and nothing seemed to work with any of us.
Right.
So like... We were just like... We were on the red line.
Right.
And we were just looking up at all the stops. And we were like new to Chicago. So, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we were just going down the list. It was like, oh, Diversity, that's kind of a cool name. We could use that. It's okay, I guess. Then we moved over to Armitage. We're like, what about that?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
That could
work. I love that you guys are on the red line. Armitage, all right, that's the name of the band.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I like that. We're going to get into your background again, you know, because it's been a couple of years. We want to talk to you guys again. But, Daniel, do you do the main writing?
Yeah, like lyrics, that's usually all me. Mm-hmm. And then just like vocal melodies. Obviously, everybody writes their own parts for the music.
And is that how it works? Do you guys find stuff from jamming together? Or is that sometimes how what happens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, every once in a while.
50-50.
Yeah.
50-50.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And there's two other members of the band that couldn't be with us. Tell us, give those guys a shout out.
Oh, for sure. We got Zach Gordon on keys and also on these newer songs. He's doing production of like backing tracks and stuff through Ableton. And then our drummer, Connor Fortune, who had to work pretty early coming up in the morning. So
right.
We don't hold it against him.
All right, cool. You guys have a gig coming up at the House of Blues next Thursday, the 12th. You like playing the House of Blues?
First time.
Oh, it's your first time playing
first
the House
time,
of Blues?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great
super
room.
Super excited.
That's a great room, man.
So much space.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of space at the House of Blues because a friend of mine saw Ted Nugent there and he rode out on a water buffalo.
Oh,
whoa.
My God.
So there's a he really did. He rode out on a buffalo and a live buffalo. And then like brought it back for the encore. So I always think who had to watch the buffalo backstage
right.
while the concert was going on? You know, he comes out on a buffalo screaming and swearing and shooting flaming arrows, and there's
oh
a dude with a mop behind the buffalo going, this is a great job I have. So there's a lot of room. In other words, there's a lot of room at the House of Blues. If you can house a buffalo for an hour and a half, I think you guys will be okay.
That's what we'll be thinking of when we step on stage.
You'll be thinking about that. You know, Ted Nugent's buffalo played this stage.
This song is for Ted Nugent's buffalo.
That you should. See what kind of response you get from your crowd. They'll be like, what are these idiots talking about? So what are some of your favorite places that you've played around town?
Oh, man. Well, we just got done playing at Township for SimFest, which is a good, very good, you know, very good venue.
Cool.
One of our favorites was Cubby Bear.
Yeah.
I'd say
Cubby Bear.
That's a great place.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Everything just felt right there. It was a good room. We also played at Bee Kitchen a few months back.
Yeah, had a great show with Brick and Mortar.
Shubas. You played at Shubas. It's a great room, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's
very really cool. Great. Okay, we're going to talk more about what you guys have been doing for the past couple of years. I want to talk about your Kickstarter campaign so people can start giving you some dough.
Oh, hey.
And then we're going to hear some live music. Is that cool?
Totally. Yeah.
All right, we're with Daniel, with Reggie and Chris from Armitage, the band, and not the street. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back after this on WGN. Yeah. All right, man. Good morning, everybody. Hi. It's Nick DiGilio. Welcome back to the show. I'm your overnight dude from 2 to 5 every weekday morning. It's Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah. Get your requests in for Triple Play Thursdays. It's 312-981-7200. That'll be coming up later on. That music you just heard is from the band Armitage. They're going to be performing next Thursday, May 12th, at House of Blues, 17 and over show. It begins at 7:30. You can get more information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. And Daniel, Reggie, Chris from the band are here live in studio. Welcome back, guys.
Hey. Hey.
All right. Daniel, let's start with you. How did you start playing music?
Just played the trombone in band early on. Mm-hmm. Hated that just so much.
Was it one of those deals where it was like pick an instrument?
Yeah, and I want to play the saxophone, but you walk in and they kind of just size you up and they're like, you're a trombone.
Yeah, here, you are a trombone.
That's you. Okay. That's all you. So, yeah, I kept to hold on that until about seventh grade until I finally convinced my parents that it wouldn't be a terrible sin if I played the guitar.
So you started playing guitar.
Yeah.
Was there any particular guitarist or any kind of music where you were inspired to play guitar?
My dad's a huge Jimmy Page fan, so that was a big deal. Oddly enough, just like managed to see a John Mayer concert early mm-hmm. on, which was when the guitar playing sort of absorbed a songwriting interest as mm-hmm. well. And I went to College at Columbia to do guitar at first and ended up just like going full-blown songwriting programs.
Right.
Redirected.
Very cool. All right. What about you, man?
I actually started on trombone as well, younger. And then we actually talked about this last time. I saw School of Rock when I was in fifth grade.
Right.
Formed a band with my friend because I had a crush on the bass player.
Right. You know, I still know Becca very well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 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 I'll get her down here one day when you guys get
here. Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah. School of Rock. Well, that's a good. That's.
Yeah, it's stuck. I don't know. I like bass. It's mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Fun instrument.
And Becca played the bass, by the way, in that movie. cello. Okay, and what about you, Reggie?
I grew up wanting to be a singer because my dad was a singer. And then, like, my eighth birthday, like, I got a guitar from my uncle. And I was like, that's pretty cool. I should learn how to play that. I didn't really get to it until I was about like 11, and then it just kind of stuck with me from then on.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad like was all into like the band Chicago and like Santana and, you know, Earth, Wind and Fire. So he was just like, oh, son, you should also, you know,
listen to this stuff.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Like, this is hip. I used to listen to this when I was your age.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Chicago. I watched the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony on HBO. And they were great. They sounded great. Chicago sounded great. But it was for me, it was Cheap Trick's night. I mean, they owned it, man. They owned it. But it was a pretty good. The ceremony itself was pretty good. It was fun to watch. You mentioned Earth, Wind, and Fire. You guys have not been here in a couple of years. We lost Maurice White.
Yeah, we did.
Which is just, I mean, I that was you know, terrible. Horrible. Everybody's dying,
this
man.
This whole year
I know.
Is just cursed.
You know, I mean, last week was massive.
It was
awesome. I mean, that was just, I was destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I you know, it's unbelievable. By the way, have you guys seen D'Angelo's appearance on The Tonight Show?
No.
I have not.
Dude, you guys have to see it.
I saw a thumbnail on Facebook.
It's it's unbelievable. He performed Sometimes It Snows in April, and it's unbelievable. And he's got Maya Rudolph singing backup vocal on it.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's phenomenal, actually.
She's an amazing singer. So Minnie Riperton is her mom. Minnie Riperton, who sang Lovin' You from the 70s. That's her mom.
Really? Wow.
And that's why she can Oh, she's got pipes, Maya Rudolph.
My God.
But you guys got to check it out. It's online. If you just, like, you know, it's a Tonight Show thing. It's Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, for sure.
So just check that out. It's really, I mean, I made me cry when I watched it. It was ridiculous. Yeah. So, well, anyway, on that happy note, so you guys did start young when you started playing. And how did you guys get together? What's the story behind the Armitage, like, getting together?
We all went to Columbia, as Daniel said. And was it our, like, music orientation? Where we all kind of...
Oh, it wasn't even music orientation. It was just orientation in general.
Oh, like, just freshman new student orientation.
Yeah, we were just, like, three guys standing around, had guitars on our backs, all congregated together somehow. Yeah. And then, like,
just waiting for orientation to begin.
Newbies,
A semester passed, and then we started playing music together. And then after that, it just kind of formed into a band. And,
And there you are.
The rest was history.
You were telling me off the air now you guys were going to we're gonna lose you. You guys are going to move to Seattle.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a, you know, that was a big decision, right, as a band? Mm-hmm. I mean, except you guys are losing. You tell me off the air you're losing your keyboard player.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that it'll be his last gig on the 12th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, what a gig. What a gig to go out on,
sure.
Zachary. Oh, my God.
And luckily, he's been our producer for the past 6 months or so, and internet's a beautiful thing. He can still send us tracks back and forth. Like, it's not that far away.
I've had bands on here where, you know, members of the band live in different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I had a band in here, Man Fighting Bear, where it's a father son is in the band. A father and son are in the band, and the father lives out of state, and they record together. They rehearse together, and he flies in for gigs and stuff like that. So it's possible, you know?
Man. Yeah, it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Not unheard of.
But that's cool. So you chose Seattle. Mm-hmm. Was it because you wanted to be on a coast, but L.A., as everybody knows, sucks?
Pretty much.
That's great. Yeah, we went to Seattle because L.A. sucks. That's why we're... But no, Seattle's obviously... There's a rich history of music in Seattle, from Hendrix to, you know, to Pearl Jam, you know.
Oh, for sure.
And all those, all the bands in between.
Cobain, yeah.
And Heart. Yeah. Everybody forgets Hearts from Seattle, man. Yeah. So, well, that's cool. Congratulations. Good luck on that. You guys are moving like in August?
Beginning of August.
Okay, cool. All right, before I want to hear a song. And then after the song, we'll talk about the Kickstarter campaign so we can get people to donate some dough so you guys can make a record before you leave us.
Yes.
Well, you're not going to be able to finish it by August. what you guys want to grab your instruments, get ready to rock?
Sure.
What are we going to hear? What song are we going to hear?
We're doing Carnival first?
Yeah, this one's
going
to
be single for the next EP.
Okay. Let's push that mic down a little bit, if you can. Okay. Aim it down, at least. Leave that. There you go. That's cool. That's good. And then scoot over a little bit. All right. You got, you're Captain Effects.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the edge.
You're the edge. We're going to get a lot of digital delay, everybody.
Yes.
So you got that, you're there. Okay, cool.
I am singing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay? Cool. All right. All right, you guys ready?
Ready.
Sure. All right. Here we go. Armitage, everybody.
My mind is cold and so much older now. You tuck me in into a box of trying obstacles. I can't fit all of your mess in my head. And it takes some time, but it's finally over now. chorizos. Don't really know what's going on. Grab my limbs up in string, controlling everything. And I can't fit all of your mess in my head. Oh, I need a rest. It's finally over now. You want one more ride, but you're just a pretty carnival, a
Nice, man. Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really cool. Very cool. All right. And is that a new song?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's a new one, huh? All right. Very cool. All right. Everybody hang out, and we're going to take a break. All right. When we come back, we'll talk more, and we'll hear more from Armitage. Great, great band. They're playing on Thursday, May 12th at House of Blues. 17 and over show up begins at 7:30. When we come back, we'll talk about the Kickstarter campaign that they're launching to produce their new CD. So there you go.
Come on, baby. See, you have no clue what's on my brain.
That's Armitage, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And we have three members of Armitage, the band, here in studio with me. It's Daniel, Reggie, and Chris. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
And let's talk about the Kickstarter campaign. You guys want to do a five-song EP, and you want to get it done before you move to Seattle. So the Kickstarter campaign is actually going to kick off. It's going to be revealed on the same day as your gig next Thursday.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about the Kickstarter campaign, what you guys want to get out of that.
Well, from our last EP, things seemed to be, like, very nice and calm and, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of, like, glossy.
Glossy glossier. Was definitely the word we were using.
Yeah. And this EP is more edgier.
Mm-hmm.
Edgier. Yeah. A lot more thought into it, I'd say. Like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Subject matter is a little bit more brooding. Mm-hmm. And the sound just has a little bit more of like an overdriven, distorted kind of edge to it.
Mm-hmm. So did some bad stuff happen to you guys over the past couple of years? What?
No. I guess not really.
Nothing traumatizing or anything? No?
Nothing horrible. I think
breakups, any of that kind of crap?
No, I'm good.
Yeah,
I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I'm good.
I'll be fine.
All right, well, cool. So, have you guys set a goal for how much money you want to raise on Kickstarter? Have you thought about that yet?
Yeah, we were asking for $8,000.
$8,000. You can do that.
Oh yeah. So that's gonna cover like the making of the EP and mm-hmm. then merchandise. Might even throw a video in there.
Yeah. So that the Kickstarter campaign will launch on the 12th.
Yep.
And you're looking
yep.
for $8,000. People can take a look on Kickstarter. And on May 12th, that'll all be revealed. All right, cool. Now, as you know, you guys were here before. I asked standard questions. There are two standard questions that I always ask. And since it's been a while since you guys have been here, I've forgotten what your answers were because I've, you know, asked this question to every band that comes in. And I'm sure that some of the new listeners want to hear it as well. But I always ask these questions. I'll start. We'll go around the room, starting with you and Reggie. So let's start with you. First album that you ever bought.
Oh, man. I forgot.
Like kind of with your own money or whatever, you went out and got it yourself.
I think it was like the 1999 Seal album.
1999 Seal album? Because he's got like five albums just called Seal.
Okay, it's the one where he's like all savant and stuff.
Like, that's from 95 or 94. That's with Kiss from a Rose. And,
yeah, that one.
Prayer for the Dying. Mm-hmm, yeah, that's a great record. Yeah, that's a great record.
Literally spent like my entire childhood listening to that.
That's a good one, man. Yeah. That's a great record. Prayer for the Dying, I think, is my favorite
Prayer
Seal
for the
song.
Dying. Yeah. So good.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, man?
I think the first one that I personally bought, I'm pretty sure it was a Bowling for Soup album after that song 1985 came out. Would have been like fifth or sixth grade.
1985.
Exactly.
That one? Yeah. Oh,
and it was really funny because, you know, I was at Best Buy with my parents. I picked up the album. They didn't really pay much attention to it. They heard they knew the single.
Yeah.
They liked it. So they just.
They said.
Yeah. They figured it was fine.
Yeah.
And we're listening to it on the car on the way back, and there's just curse words left and right.
Yeah.
And they're like, does this have a parental advisory on it? I'm like, no.
No.
And then we got home, and I looked at the album cover, and I saw it down there in the corner. And I'm pretty sure I started crying because I thought they were going to take it
they
away
from me. They were going to take it away from me. Oh, man. All right. Daniel, what about you, man?
I bought that Jason Mraz album, the one with the remedy on it. Waiting
on
My Rocket,
did.
Right? Yeah.
You
did. Okay, first concert.
First concert was an Earth, Wind, and Fire concert.
Good for you, man. Yeah. How about you?
Queen with Paul Rogers.
Wow.
Yeah,
I remember you telling me about that before. And next?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's all good, man. Mm-hmm. That's all good.
Round two.
Yeah. There you
there go.
All right, cool. Let's hear the song before we let you get out of here. What is the next song that we're going to hear?
Firebomb.
Yeah, this next one's called Firebomb.
It's called Firebomb. Yeah. All right, cool. And, you guys want to record this with the help of Kickstarter. So everybody get on that Kickstarter. It'll start on May 12th, which is also the same day that these guys will be playing the House of Blues. One more time, live in studio. This is Armitage, everybody.
Is a firebomb just waiting to go off. Keeping you aware of all the things that might go wrong. I know it's hard waiting on a star to save you from yourself. From yourself, oh, how do you start when you're always right and everyone is wrong, your fuse is catching fire. Talk about your inner demons like they're foes. But you're just making all this up as you go. it's hard waiting on a star to save you from yourself, from yourself. Oh, how do you start when you're always right and everyone is wrong? It's wrong. Your fuse is catching fire.
That was great. That was great, man. That, by the way, is a killer riff. Great bass line. Seriously, man. Seriously, that's like really haunting and really good. That was beautiful, man.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. That's a new one, too?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Nice job, man. You guys are terrific. We're going to miss you here in Chicago. Good luck in Seattle.
Appreciate
it. All right, man. May 12th, everybody check them out at House of Blues. It's also when the Kickstarter campaign kicks off. Armitage, thank you guys so much.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We come back. We got the news here next on WGN.